The Bing Crosby Show. Welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, presented by the people of General Electric. Produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra and Bing's guest, Miss Ella Fitzgerald. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Bing.
And then he'd row, row, row. Way up the river he would row, row, row. A hug he'd give her and he'd kiss her now and then. He'd tell him when. They'd fool around and fool around, and then they'd kiss again, and then he'd row, row, row. A little further he would row, 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 row. Then he'd drop both his oars, take a few more encores, and then he'd row, row, row. Young Johnny Jones, he had a cute little boat. And all the chickens he would take for a float. He had girlies on the shore. Sweet little peaches by the score. But Johnny was a Weisenheimer, you know. His steady girl was Flo. And every Sunday afternoon, he'd jump in his boat and they'd sing. And then he'd row, row, row. Way up the river he would row, row, row. A hug he'd give her and he'd kiss her now and then. He'd tell him when. He'd fool around and fool around. And then they'd kiss again. And then he'd row, row, row. A little further he would row, 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 row. Then this clever young dude kicked on that old heaven roof. And then they'd go, go, way from the shore. Go, go, go.
Thank you very much.
Good, Bing. That was a very bouncy beginning.
Well, that's the way it goes, Ken. You know, some nights I bounce in, and some nights I droop in. So this happens to be a bouncer.
You feel good, huh?
You bet. And besides, I'm wearing some new gum-soled shoes.
Gum-soled shoes? Mm-hmm. What's the idea of the crepe soles?
I'm thinking of doing a private eye show on TV, boy.
Oh, man. Now, there is what I call a real different idea.
Well, my show's going to be different. I'm going to call it the Whistler.
Bing, there's already a very famous detective-type character called the Whistler.
Yeah, I know, but I whistle different than he does.
Oh, I see. Oh, by the way, Bing, how's your TV show for General Electric coming along?
Oh, you mean the January the 3rd caper,
yeah.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Well, it's shaping up nicely, Ken. Shaping up quite well, yeah.
Well, you're going to have Chorus Girls, huh?
Oh, a few. And also Jack Benny's going to be with us, you know.
Jack mm-hmm. Benny. Oh, yes, the violinist.
Not on my show.
Wait a minute, Bing. How can you stop Jack from playing the violin?
Well, I'm not too sure, Ken, but I think I've worked out a plan.
You have? Well, what's that?
Well, I'm trying to get him suspended from the Musicians Union for 1 week, beginning January 3rd.
Clever.
That doesn't work. We'll just put soap on his bow.
Oh, I see. If you put soap on a violin bow, it doesn't make any sound, huh?
No, just a little lather about all you can. You know, I'm quite an authority on this subject because I used just such a doctored up bow on the violin I played in the Paul Whiteman Orchestra.
Well, Whiteman had you playing phony instruments, huh?
Sure did. Paul believed in keeping everybody busy. Morton Downey played a tenor sax, you know, without a reed in it. I want to say one thing to Ken Mort, real talented boy he was.
How do you mean?
Well, he doubled on clarinet without a reed in it.
Oh, that was some gang, wasn't it?
Oh, what a group. Remember Skin, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, he used to play a drum without a head in it.
Oh, that could get pretty dull.
Oh, not the way Skin did it. He used to fill the drum with chow mein and he played it with chopsticks.
Oh.
Wasn't that thoughtful? Hmm? But Ken, we're getting carried away here with reminiscing. I have a song scheduled here, the title of which admonishes us all to think. Think. Do it now. Think of one who loves you. Think of someone who cares. Dream a sweet
little dream of someone. After you climb the stairs, miss someone, and maybe someone will miss you too. Think of someone who loves you, and you'll be thinking of me. Think of someone who loves you. Think of someone who cares. Dream a sweet little dream of someone. After you climb the stairs, miss someone, and maybe someone will miss you too. Think of someone who loves you, and you'll be thinking of me.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Guest time is here now. I must say it's a genuine pleasure to present a lady who has just about the prettiest set of pipes I've ever laid an ear on. The Decca recording star, Miss Ella Fitzgerald.
Thank you, Bing.
Ella, what are you going to sing for us tonight?
I'd like to sing Moanin' Low.
Moanin' Low? I hope that's in no way an indication of the way you feel this evening.
Oh, I feel fine.
Good.
Just thought I might moan a little, though.
Oh, you're the gal that can do it. Mr. Trotter, will you support Miss Fitzgerald, please?
Kind of man needs a kind.
what have I gone and done? Makes my troubles double with his worries, when surely I ain't deserving of none. My sweet man is gonna go. When he goes, oh Lordy, he's the kind of man, he's the kind of woman like me. He's the kind of a man,
I really love it. I tell you something, it's just a crying shame to interrupt your singing here.
I don't mind a little interruption, Bing.
You know, Ella, here it is December 13th, and, you know, it's about time we sang Silver Bells. But before we get to that, I have a little unfinished business with Ken Carpenter. Well, just can't wait.
Well, I'll stand by.
Fine, Ella. Ken, shall we slip into our academic robes here and our mortarboard skimmers and snap the light on the lectern?
Oh, I'm always ready and waiting for this part of our program, Bing. This is the meat of our whole operation.
Me?
Well, no offense, Bing. Music is all right, but you know what people want for a change of pace? Beaux mots, sparkling conversational give and take.
You think the chatter charms the listeners, eh?
Sure. Like our fascinating descriptions of the country's economy. That's what knocks them over.
Oh, I bet the economics professors really go for it.
Definitely.
Well, let's not keep them waiting any longer then. Carry on, Kenneth.
Okay. Well, let's see. We've finished talking about the partners of our economy, the worker, the customer, the government, the investor. Next, we move on to the corporation.
Why don't we define the term corporation from the legal standpoint? It's my department, you know, because I once studied for the law.
That's right, Bing, you did.
Oh, yes, I took torts at Gonzaga. I was extremely subtle with the summons.
Knew all the tricks, huh?
Oh, I even had a Sherlock Holmes disguise outfit. At any rate, legally, a corporation is an individual or several individuals acting as a unit and accepted by others as a unit. Could be you or me or a cast of thousands.
Mm-hmm. In other words, it's not just a building or an office or a laboratory. It's people acting together that bring a corporation to life.
That's right. A corporation is people. One example that comes readily to mind is, of course, General Electric. You'll notice I face toward the east when I say the name.
You perform a very graceful salaam,
too. Yes, I do. I'm down. Of course, corporations can be in any kind of business, but General Electric is a manufacturing corporation. GE makes things, radios, refrigerators, turbines, jet engines, and so on.
Yeah, but all that takes money to manufacture all these products and launch new ones. To carry on research and run sales offices, GE needs huge sums of money. Borrowed money, we might call it. Perhaps you recall our story about the mechanic who wanted to have his own garage.
Yes, how is that chap? Is he retired yet? I heard he won at bingo.
He's still in business. But you'll remember, Bing, that he needed money help from two of his friends to get started.
And that money that his buddies invested in the enterprise is his borrowed money.
Right. Now, any corporation, large or small, has to have this borrowed money to carry on its business and grow. It's the risk money, the venture money.
And if I may be obvious, the larger the corporation, the more cabbage it's likely to need, especially a sauerkraut factory.
Good example.
Wasn't that awful?
So these businesses usually sell stock to those with money to invest. They offer a share in the business by means of shares of stock.
Is that your stock answer?
Please, no more of it.
I can't get out of this rut. But look, Kenneth, there's a large responsibility on the management of the corporation, using this money wisely. Both management and the employees have to work together to try to turn a profit.
It's a matter of teamwork, Bing, of democracy, if you will. Everyone pitching in to do his part. When they do, everybody benefits.
The deal on it, Ken, is that it works. We have corporations. Corporations have grown large and successful because they've proved themselves the most effective and efficient way to do the work that has to be done to benefit our whole economy.
Whether that corporation is a department store or a moving picture company.
Or even a hot dog stand down at Long Beach. Brother Everett behind the counter.
Oh, no, that'll never work, Bing.
Why not?
Eat up all the profit.
Oh, he's a buffet man, isn't he?
To sum up, a corporation is people working together as a unit. a business brought into being by the savings of some and carried on by the daily work of others. We have corporations because they've proved to be the best means to produce more goods for more people at less cost, and thus benefit all the partners of our economy.
Oh, you've done it again, Ken. You've summed up superbly. Now, friends, Ella Fitzgerald and I offer a salute to the Christmas season with Silver Bells, a song which, according to Mr. H. Tubby Guerin, the song specialist, has become quite a national favorite. You ready, Ella?
I guess so.
Boy, there's a guess that I'm not the least bit worried about.
Silver Bells.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas.
Hear the snow crush, see the kids rush. This is Santa's big day. And above all this bustle, you Silver Bells
is busy now because
it's Christmas time in the city.
Ring-a-ling.
It fills the winter air.
Hear them ring.
You hear it everywhere.
Soon it will be Christmas Day.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks. Dressed
Silver
in holiday
bells,
time. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children
ring-a-ling,
laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. Very soon it will be Christmas Day.
Maybe Trevor Guerin is right. That is a nice Christmas song, isn't it?
Oh, it's wonderful. But I think the best popular Christmas song is the one you always do.
Well, thank you, Ella. You're nice to say so. I'm glad you mentioned this because Christmas is almost here again. I think perhaps I should sing that song tonight, hmm?
I was hoping you would.
Say, wait a minute now. How about you joining me?
I'd love to.
Good.
Like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. With every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be one.
I'm dreaming
every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be
Thank you, Ella.
Thank you. That was wonderful.
Thank you.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, John Scott Trotter is advancing on the podium. He has his baton raised, and he's going to conduct the orchestra in a very colorful and lovely arrangement of Terry's theme from Limelight. And thank you, members of the ensemble. It was beautifully played. Beautiful arrangement, too. I've got a number here I'd like to repeat. It's a number that was very popular last summer, but it still seems to be a lot on the air lanes, and the discs are being played a lot. The very lovely, very popular theme from Moulin Rouge.
I worry and wonder
Your lips may be near, but where is your heart? It's always like this. I worry and I wonder. You're close to me here, but where is your heart? It's a sad thing to realize that you've a heart that never melts. When we kiss, do you close your eyes, pretending that I'm someone else? You must break the spell, this cloud that I'm under. So please, won't you tell, darling, where is your heart?
Well, that does it for tonight. And folks, I just want to tell you something. I want to remind you of something, rather, to remember the Toys for Tots campaign sponsored by our Marine Corps Reserve. Every person across the nation who would like to help some unfortunate child enjoy Christmas should send a usable toy to their local Marine Corps unit. This year, please remember the Toys for Tots. Hope to see you again next week, same time, same place, when we go completely Christmassy with gay songs, carols, and other Yuletide selections. Until then, good night and thank you very much.
Transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and the Rhythm Airs when we present our Christmas program. The Bing Crosby Show is brought to you each week by the people of General Electric, who believe there is no limit to progress when people work together.